This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution about what we know of the protests, the violent protests, the threatening violent protests at Yale University in these last days and at Columbia University repeatedly over these last days. Peter looks for the origins. Where did this start? Why is it that the protesters believe they have license to be as abusive in public as the record shows right now, especially abuse directed towards Jewish students who have been warned at Columbia not to attend. Columbia says that it can't protect them, or Columbia authorities say they can't protect them. How did we get here? Peter Berkowitz, the Hoover Institution, writing at Real Clear Politics repeatedly over this, on this very issue of these last years, and now it's come to violence. More of this tonight. Thank you.
Yes, the situation is grim. Part of its origins lie in the refusal of administrators, of university presidents, provosts, deans, to enforce their own rules over the last roughly decade or so. I'm especially thinking about the rules that limit the time, place, and manner in which students can protest. I'm talking about the refusal to punish students who disrupt other speakers, who shout down other speakers, who mount security threats that compel universities to disinvite speakers. So that's been occurring for a long time. But in the last 24 to 48 hours, we have seen a new level of violence, and this has at last forced universities, particularly Columbia and Yale University, to send in the police to remove students who, contrary university law, controversy university policy, and the direct statements of university authorities, continue to gather and in public places and make threats, again, contrary to universities' time, place, and manner restrictions. So we have reached a new level, but this problem has been building for many years.